Yes, right now, you see, 777 was actually part of our program of Christmas and the New Year. And as I have been telling you, that we had more than 10 cars was off-road. Now they are under maintenance. Most of them are almost finishing. And then we had some work to do with the network supervisors and some equipments also that are brought in. So we were expecting actually this week to start the full operation using the cars and everything. But currently it has not yet kicked off, but in the shortest possible time. Yeah, because people are very bitter about it, to see to it that 77 is operational. But yeah, besides 77, of course, our forces are scattered all over the city, covering the sectors, and they are doing the night patrol, and everything is in place. Yes.
Yes, and do we know exactly for sure when the 777 will start working?
Well, I can just tell you shortly, because almost everything is over, but we have some administrative and some technical ABCs are still not in place.
Well, when the 777 was working, their services, to some extent, we can say it's not up to date. Sometimes they take a lot of time before they reach actually to the place they are called. Now, with this new relaunch of the 777, let me say, if they start operating, how efficient are they going to be?
You see, some people are not aware of what is going on by then. You see, sometimes we are called when we go, we get there is no road to where you have the place shown to us, and then we will be going around, you see. But now with coordination with the city council, we are many roads in especially than surveyed areas. You see, this have improved a bit, and then presence of our forces all over also can assist a lot. So that was the problem, you see. And no roads, and then sometimes locations, that is difficult. But you see, the city council now have done a lot. You see, in Atlabara, going to Aimalakal, the streets are named.
Yes.
Now, as I said, the city council have done a lot of work. And you see, in Atlabara, going to where you get the streets are marked, and the same up to Gudele. So it will be easy. When you report something to 77, they can reach you in time. Yeah.
Yes, and do we know how many of these police are going to be on the streets per night, let's say?
No. You see our Christmas plan. We divided Juba into sectors, and the sectors, we deployed police all over. And that is why you have seen no gunshots, no any criminal, serious criminal activity because of our presence.
Yes, and before there was also some complaints from civilians. How disciplined are these police going to be in order to improve the relationship between the police and the civilians?
You see, I'm saying, because last time, if you could remember, the civilians, they were very cooperative with us, and our cooperation was very good. And this, in terms of reporting, if there is, because you are a human being, of course, but if there is anything not correct, it is to be reported to the nearest officer in the field. You see, and immediately it will be resolved. So there is no worry about that.
Yes.
But generally, I can assure you that because we are, you see, when we deploy them, we talk to them. You see, all the time we used to talk to them how to handle civilians, how to carry out their duties. Even during the siege, also some people were not happy, but we talked to the people that it is better to stay 20 minutes or 30 minutes, get your car siege, instead of hearing some shoots at the middle of the night, and then the whole night you will not sleep. So people became to be very understanding, you see. And everything went as it is now.
Yes. So is it still going to remain like the same? If I have a situation in my house, I just call the dial-free number 777? Or there's been some changes?
Yes. And then there you will, we will direct the field force. For example, if you call from Gudele, there are people there. We will just look, see your location, and then we will direct them to go wherever you are.
finally,
Brigadier. Yeah, it is not like before.
Yes,
you're fine. Whereby we move a car from the center to where you are.
Great. Your final message about this operation?
Yeah, my final message is I thank the people for their cooperation, and I wish them all the best, and I appeal to them to continue cooperating with our forces, and they should report any unusual situation, because the sooner they report, the earlier we reach the place, and the better we will manage the situation very nice.